USA News, I'm Dave Collins. President Biden will meet with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy tomorrow for talks aimed at avoiding a U.S. default. McCarthy says the president agreed to a one-on-one meeting during a call the White House arranged as Biden heads back to Washington from the G7 summit. McCarthy described the conversation as productive. There's hope the relationship between the U.S. and China is beginning to thaw.
President Biden sees a future where the relationship between the U.S. and China will get a little warmer. At the G7 summit in Japan, Biden said the U.S. is working to make a stronger relationship with China less risky.
That means taking steps to diversify our supply chains, and we're not dependent on any one country for necessary products.
He also said the U.S. would never sell any sensitive technology to China, regardless of the relationship between the two countries. I'm John Schaefer.
The mayor of the largest U.S. sanctuary city says immigration reform is a national issue and not a city issue. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, New York City Democrat Eric Adams said the influx of migrants is putting an undue burden on border cities and sanctuary cities. Adams expressed gratitude shown by elected officials in the state, such as Governor Kathy Hochul. He criticized the federal government, saying they're providing only $30 million for a $4 billion problem. This guy gets it. Happy wife, happy life.
One couple's dream wedding will become a reality after a North Carolina man won the first top prize of $150,000 in a newly launched scratch-off game. The first time the top prize has been claimed since the game launched earlier this month. Alfred Harrell had promised his fiancée the perfect wedding. He said it's been almost a year to the day, and those promises will come true now. I'm Corey Myers.
This is USA News.
You love your pet, right? So imagine if you were suddenly faced with thousands of dollars in veterinary care. What would you do? Could you make the difficult decision not to help your best friend? If you join PetSavingsUSA.com, you never have to make that choice or face those kind of expenses. That's because PetSavingsUSA members enjoy discounted pet insurance to cover both standard and emergency vet bills. In addition, members save up to 50% on staples like food, toys, and treats, all at major pet retailers. You'll love
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Three people are dead after a shooting at a lounge in Kansas City, Missouri, early this morning. Officers who arrived at the lounge just before 1:30 found five people who had been shot. Three people were taken to the hospital, where one later died. Officers found one person shot dead outside the lounge and another outside the business. It's another year without a Triple Crown winner.
That's because National Treasure with John Velasquez up rode to the finish line first at the Preakness on Saturday. Derby winner and favorite Mage came in third. The day was filled with highs and lows for Hall of Fame trainer Bob Baffert, who watched another in his stable having a meltdown get injured in an earlier race. The horse was euthanized.
Losing that horse today really hurt, but I'm happy for Johnny. He got the win. I have a great team. I got my boys with me. I'm sorry, but it's been a very emotional day.
Audio from NBC Sports. I'm Jerry Barmash.
At least 10 people are dead, 9 are injured after a shooting at a car show in northern Mexico's Baja California. Happened during an all-terrain car racing show in the coastal city of Ensenada. People with long guns got out of a van, started shooting at people at a gas station. An investigation is underway. Two people are dead in a small plane crash off the coast of Northern California. The National Transportation Safety Board says the twin-engine aircraft went down yesterday afternoon about 40 miles off the coast of Half Moon Bay, south of San Francisco. Both the pilot and co-pilot were killed. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.